Good morning. Good morning. Happy Resurrection Day to you. Our Lord is risen from the dead. He is risen indeed. And we come to you this morning saying hallelujah. We praise God. We praise God for Jesus. We thank the Lord for God giving his son giving his life, and then rising from the dead on today. We celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is alive. And we rejoice and are grateful in it. We say good morning to you. We encourage you to share this video with somebody. Tag somebody in on it. Like it with somebody that they too might hear a word of the Lord on today. This truly is a day that our Lord has made. And today of all days, we are rejoicing and are glad in today. We have a Savior. Someone that can save us from our sins. Someone that can reconcile us back to God our Father. Thank you, Lord, for the gracious gift of Jesus Christ, your Son. We share with you continually. We are grateful for you being here with us. I'm Pastor Roy Carter from the New Life Christian Fellowship Church, located at 1529 North Wisconsin Street here in the city of Racine, Wisconsin, 53402. And because of the pandemic, we are still not meeting in the sanctuary, but we hope to return soon. We hope to return soon. In the meantime, you can still reach out to us, send us your prayer requests, send us your praise report, your testimonies of what God has done for you. You can send it. The information is there in the caption there. You can send it to us by snail mail, by voicemail on our telephone, 262-417-7373. You see the number there. I got it mixed up in my head with my own personal phone number, and I can't get it straight right now. But you see it there. So feel free to send us a message. You can go on our website at nlracine.org, and there on the website, you can send us a message there. Your praise reports. Tell us what God is doing in your lives. Share with us. Welcome. We just want to remind everybody, let's continue to practice the guidelines that our health professionals are giving us, that we might practice, that we might grow stronger and stronger in this fight against our pandemic. You know, washing our hands, sanitizing, continue to wear your mask. Vaccines are available. Let's just find ourselves doing these things that we might come out on the winning side. We also would like to remind you, if you're in our area here in Racine, in Wisconsin, there's an election on Tuesday. Make sure you go and vote. There is early voting in your area. You can find out by going online. You can find out how you can vote early if that's what you choose to do. Just make sure you exercise your right to vote. And vote for somebody who will represent you. Vote somebody who will speak up for you. Vote for somebody who will be who you believe God would have to be in that place. Thank you to all of you that continue to financially support the work of ministry at New Life Christian Fellowship. You can give, and the ways of giving are listed there in our captions. Feel free to give and share with us. And we say to you that have already given, thank you. And to those of you who will give in advance, thank you, we say also. Now, let's go to the word this morning, this Resurrection Sunday, this Easter Sunday morning. Let's go to the word of God. While I'm talking here, you know, if you choose to turn in your Bibles, you can look in your Bibles at John chapter 20. And we're going to go down to verse number 19, John chapter 20. And we're going to go down to verse number 19. You know, you will find that in today, like any other day, we encounter events and circumstances and situations just in life. And we often wonder, how does that pertain to me? How does that help me? What's in it for me? You know, what would be in this sort of thing for me? And even today, with it being, Easter Sunday, Resurrection Day, many are saying, yeah, okay, Jesus rose from the grave. What's in it for me? How does that help me? Does it even matter? And I just want us to explore some things. There's a song that is sung often on today. This is because he lives. Because he, Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, lives, it says, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds my future. And life is worth the living. Why? Just because he lives. Let's go to our scripture. John chapter 20, beginning at verse number 19. I'm going to read from the New King James Version. It says, then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst and said to them, peace be with you. When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his sides. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, peace be to you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained. Now Thomas, called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said to him, we have seen the Lord. So he said to them, unless I see his hands, the prints of the nails, and I put my finger into the print of the nails and put my hand into his side, I will not believe. And after 8 days, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, and the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, peace to you. He then said to Thomas, reach your finger here and look at my hands, and reach your hand here and put it into my side. Do not be unbelieving, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord and my God. Jesus said to him, Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believed. Jesus and truly Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name. Because he lives, because Jesus Christ lives. There's some things that we can have. We as followers of Jesus Christ, there are some things that we can have. And I'm discovering that many people are going without. It's kind of foolish to be hungry. Be complaining that you're hungry, stomach growling, and have a kitchen full of food. Have an ability to get up and go cook the food. Have the ability to open up a package, if you will. Have the ability to put something in the microwave, if that's what you do. Have the ability, have the know-how to do all of these things and yet go hungry. That's kind of crazy. Well, there's some things that people lack, people go without, and don't realize I can have these things. Why? Because my Savior lives. The first thing that we can have because Jesus lives is peace. Peace. He says, Jesus says, when he appears before his disciples, this is his first appearing to them after his resurrection from his rising from the dead. And he appears to them, and the first thing he says to them is, peace be to you. Peace be with you. Peace. Peace, we find, is that freedom from disturbance, that tranquility, that calmness. And I always say that that peace comes about that it might make us whole and complete. And it is a thing that we have as we live in harmony with God. Now, when I talk about living in harmony with God, many of you all, you're familiar with singing. And even if you're not really familiar with technical parts of singing, you got an ear and you can hear. Well, when there's a group, particularly when there's more than one, they sing in harmony. And what I mean by singing in harmony is one sings a note a certain way, one sings it another way, but the two complement together that it might emit a beautiful sound. You know, if you got a choir up there singing, they ain't all singing the exact same notes. They're singing different notes, but they put them all together to form the chords, to form the harmony, so it sounds beautiful. Peace is our living with God in harmony. That's what Jesus comes, and that's what we can have because Jesus lives. We can have this. God sent his son that we could be reconciled to him. Now, let me set a stage for this. Remember back in the beginning, go back to the beginning of Genesis, and God created an absolutely most beautiful place. Everything that God created was good. And he created a garden there. Garden of Eden is this paradise that was just absolutely outstanding, absolutely astounding, beautiful, all kinds of food. Everything that mankind could want was there. God said, just go and live. Just go live. Just go enjoy life. And as things would be, the enemy of God, the devil, entered in, and man chose to listen to the enemy of God, the devil, and as a result, disobeyed God. And in the process of disobeying God, it brought about a discord between mankind and God. You know, because God, he doesn't deal with sin. It's like, I ain't dealing with it. I'm just not going to deal with it. And so this sin brought about disharmony. That's when people are singing and it just sounds awful. The notes ain't matching. The notes are not blending together, and it sounds horrible. That's how people are living their lives when they're not in harmony with God. And so God banished Adam and Eve from the garden. They could no longer live in this perfect place. But then as time went on, God decided, I need to make a way so I can be reconciled, be brought back together, be in a good place with mankind. And so the scripture lets us know that he sent his son Jesus, the perfect one, that he might give his life as a perfect sacrifice, pay the price, and as a result of our accepting Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we then can be brought back into harmony, peace with God. Because Jesus lives, we can have peace with God. Because of him, we can have a relationship with the Creator. We can be forgiven for our sins because Jesus lives. We can lean on him in the times of trouble. We can experience his love, his grace, and his compassion because he lives. Jesus. We can be at peace with God, and we can then live our lives with purpose. You know, this is the kind of peace, when I'm talking about peace, it's the kind of peace that Isaiah mentions in Isaiah 23:6, when he says, you will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Because our trust will be in the Lord, and we know that the Lord will take care of us, and we know we're in harmony with him. We then can have the peace. We can rest assured to know that he will supply our needs. We can rest and be assured that even when things are going ugly and bad in our lives, they will work together for our good because we love the Lord and are the called according to his purpose. We will understand 1 Peter 5:7, that we can cast our cares upon him. Why? Because he cares about us. Having this peace that comes from the Lord because Jesus lives allows us to do what Philippians 4:6 tells us. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ our Lord. You know, it's God's desire that we live in harmony with him. And he certainly does not want us to go through all of the anxiety and issues that many times we go through. That's why, you know, there's that verse that we all could quote it. For God so loved the world, John 3:16. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. As simple as it seems, God's plan for our salvation brings about a peace that defies understanding. It leads us to live and allows us to rest in him. This peace in its completeness allows us to pray to him. It allows us to be thankful to him, knowing that he's going to supply, he's going to take care of, he's going to help us to live in harmony with him. Why? Because Jesus lives. Because Jesus lives, we can have peace, but also because Jesus lives, we can have purpose. Our lives can mean something. Notice in verse number 21, the last part, the second part of that, it says, as the Father has sent me, I, Jesus, also sends you. Check that out. Jesus rises from the dead, meets his disciples, and immediately gives them some work to do. Gives them an assignment, just as he will give us an assignment. And many times we struggle with ourselves. We struggle trying to get ourselves together. We struggle getting ourselves involved in all kinds of nonsense. We try to find ourselves and our reason for being. And often, you know, when somebody dies, somebody passes away, we'll comment, I know the Lord left me here for something. And I'm always wondering, it's like, so when are you going to find out what it is you're supposed to be doing? And better yet, when are you going to start doing what it is that the Lord left you here for? He didn't leave you here just to stand and do nothing. But instead, he gives us a purpose. He gives our lives a purpose. Just as God sent Jesus, Jesus sends us. In 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 21, Apostle Peter says, for to this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us. Here you go. Leaving us an example that you should follow in his steps. We are to live our lives as an example of the saving grace of God in and on our lives. Keep in mind, you're the only Bible some people read. You're the only Bible that some people read. So what are they seeing when they see you proclaiming to be a child of the Lord, proclaiming to know Jesus as your Lord and Savior? What do they see in your life? Because remember, you got an assignment. You have an assignment. Just as Jesus, God's son, spoke God's words and thought God's thoughts and felt and expressed God's emotions and did God's words, he did all of those things that he might show God the Father to mankind. That's part of our assignment too. Remember what he told us in Matthew? Matthew chapter 5 and verse 14, Jesus says, and he's talking to all of us who believe in him, you are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a light and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify the Father in heaven. So not only can we have peace that makes no sense that we have that kind of peace, not only can we have that, but because Jesus lives, we can live out our personal assignment from him. I don't know about you, but when I was in school, I wanted good grades. I didn't want to just barely get by. I really wanted to be at the top of the class all the time. It didn't always happen, but it wasn't because I wasn't striving. I wanted to do a good job. I wanted to do a good job. How are you living out your assignment as God gives it. Because remember, because Jesus, our Savior, lives, we have purpose. We have an assignment to live out. People seek far and they seek wide for the meaning and a purpose for living, and they never consider God in the equation. Isaiah chapter 43 and verse number 7 points out that it says, everyone who is called by my name, the Lord is saying, whom I created for my glory. You were created for the Lord's glory. I have formed him. Yes, I have made him. You were created by God for his glory. How are you carrying out that assignment in your life? Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10 points out, it says, for you are his workmanship. God created us, made us, and created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in him. We do all of what we do. We live our lives for the Lord. We live it for the Lord. Because Jesus is risen and because he lives, we have purpose. Many times people will feel unworthy, feel I ain't good enough, feel that God has, I know God has things for me to do, but I just don't feel like I'm good enough. I'm sinful. I'm all of these different things. You got to remember, think about it. When you go to the local hamburger joint, whatever your favorite hamburger joint is, the people that get hired there, they are trained. They issue uniforms. They're given instructions that they might carry out the work that they are assigned to do. Just so God provides all that we need that we might carry out the work that he calls for us to do. Romans chapter 8 and verse number 30 points out. It says, moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called. Whom he called, these he also justified. Whom he justified, these he also glorified. One other version of the Bible, King James, says, who he calls, he qualifies. You know, when I think about justifying, I think about it in computer terms. If you're typing something out on a Word document, you click on that justification button. That decides how it's going to line up. Either you go have all the sentences come from the right-hand side and move over, or they'll be equally spaced in the middle, or you might want them to come from the right if you're doing some artistic, creative thing. But you get to choose. The justifying is how you want it to line up. God will equip you. God will provide for you the means that you can be lined up with him appropriately. Don't sell God short to think that he will call you for an assignment and then not qualify you for it. God just wants you to be you. God wants you to be you, and he wants you to live your life for him that he might be glorified in your living. Remember that conversation God had with Moses? God done called Moses and said, I want you to go down there and talk to Pharaoh. And Moses just started coming up with all the excuses. And God says to him in Exodus chapter 4 and verse number 11 says, the Lord said to him, who has made man's mouth, or who makes the mute, the deaf, the seeing, or the blind? Have not I the Lord? Now therefore go, and I the Lord will be your mouth and will teach you what you should say. Because Jesus lives, we have purpose. Our life has meaning. And I just need to put this in here. Sometimes you feel like you don't matter to anybody. I want you to understand you matter to the Lord. You matter to the Lord at all times. That's why he sent Jesus to become the Savior. Because you matter to him. Don't ever forget that. You may not matter to other people, or you feel like you don't matter to other people. You matter to God at all times. So because he lives, you can have peace. Because he lives, we can have purpose. And also because he lives, Jesus gave a promise. He gave a promise, and we can live on that promise. He makes mention in verse number 31. He says, but these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name. All while Jesus was living here on earth with his disciples, walking from city to city, preaching, teaching, working miracles, doing all that he was doing, proclaiming the kingdom of God, he promised everlasting life to all who believed in him. You know, he says in John 10 and 10, he points out in there, he says, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Jesus never forgot that God sent him, according to 3:16, John 3:16, that whoever believes in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior shall not perish, but have everlasting life. God is faithful to his promise. Because Jesus lives, we have a promise from the Lord. And a promise is defined as a declaration or an assurance that one will do something particular that they said they're going to do. And God promising to us eternal life and Jesus fulfilling that promise in our lives. Deuteronomy chapter 7 and verse 9 points out that therefore know that the Lord your God, he is God, the faithful God who keeps covenant, who keeps his promise and mercy for thousands of generations with those who love him and keep his commandments. God is not a man, Numbers points out to us, Numbers 23 and 19. He's not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. Has he said and will he not do? Or has he spoken and will not make it good? God said it, he will do it. God promised it, he will do it. He sent Jesus, Jesus came. Jesus was willing to be obedient to the Father. And as a result, we can live in peace, in harmony with God. We can have a purpose, understanding that we are called by God to live as he would have us to live. He says, be holy because I'm holy. We get to do that because Jesus lives. And then we get to take advantage of the promise that our Lord has given to us. As believers, we can live with anticipation of an eternal life with Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Go back up into John. Go over to chapter 14 when Jesus is telling us to don't let your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. And he says, in my Father's house are many mansions. And if it wasn't true, I wouldn't tell you. And then he says, I'll go and prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I'll come again and receive you to myself that where I am, there you may be also. The Lord has promised us eternal life with him. Everybody gonna have eternal life, but where will you spend eternal life? And you only got two choices. You only got two choices, heaven or hell. You only got two choices. I've read a lot about hell. I ain't seen nothing good about it. Nothing. But I've read about heaven also. And found that it to be the place, that's where I want to be. Everything I need is there. The promise of God, eternal life with him, because Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, rose from the dead that first Easter Sunday morning, we gained some wonderful benefits. Because he lives, we have peace. Because he lives, we have a purpose. And because he lives, we have a sure promise. Life is worth living just because he lives. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you today. We thank you for life, health, and strength. We thank you, God, for being our God who loves us. Your word lets us know that even while we were still in our sins, you loved us enough to send your precious son, Jesus, your perfect son, Jesus, that he might come and die for our sins, that he might become that precious sacrificial lamb for our sins. Hung, bled, and died on Calvary's cross, died an absolutely horrible death, took on our sins, took on the punishment that we deserve by the fact that we sinned. But then in your infinite wisdom and by your almighty power, you rose him from the dead that early Sunday morning. Thank you, God, for Jesus rising, fulfilling your word. Thank you, God, for Jesus rising, having all power then in his hand. Thank you. Defeating death, hell, and the grave. There is no enemy left to mankind that our Savior has not already defeated. Thank you. Now, Father, we ask that you forgive us for sins. Anything that we have done that's outside of your will, forgive us, Lord. Let us take advantage of the saving grace that is afforded to us by the rising of your Son, Jesus Christ. Let us use it. That's what you sent it for, God, for us to use, that we might be forgiven. We confess our sins to you, knowing that you are faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now, Father, today help us to take advantage of the benefits that come to us because our Savior lives. Let us live in the peace that only you can provide, a peace that surpasses all understanding. It doesn't make sense that we would be at such peace in the middle of such chaos, but because you are there and we are in harmony with you, we are able to live in that peace. Thank you, God, for giving us not just peace, but allowing us, because Jesus, our Savior, lives, a purpose for our lives. You've given us an assignment, and you give us the help that we need, that we can carry out, that we can live this assignment to bring glory to you, to share in fellowship with you. And then, God, we thank you that because our Savior lives, we can rely on the promise of eternal life with the Lord forever. Thank you, Father. Bless today, God, wherever there is a need, in whatever way you see fit. We trust you, knowing that you shall do things and do them well. Bless the sick, the afflicted, heal and deliver the sin-sick. Change the troubled mind. Whatever the situation might be, God, you take control. Bless all of those that have the rule over us. Our politicians, God, bless all of them that they will lead and guide as you would have it be done. God, we entrust our lives into your care. And because we entrust our lives into your care, we know that it shall be well. All things truly shall work together for the good to them who love the Lord and are the called according to you, Father, your purpose. Bless us today and we shall be blessed. As we celebrate the rising of Jesus, our Lord and Savior, you be glorified. In Jesus' name, amen. Now you go and have a great day today. Live in victory. Celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, knowing that he died, but he rose. And he is seated at the right hand of God, that there he might intercede for us, there he might atone for us, there he will help us to live, that God might be glorified. God bless you. We love you with the love of the Lord. Have a good day today.